Hi, Daily Dosers. Kip here, and as we are in this Stay Salty series in Daily Dose, I question this idea of salty, and as I look into it, we're in Matthew chapter 5, verse 16, which talks about salt and light, and as in verse 16, he gets to the light part. And so I'm not going to talk as much on salty as I am light. The two are together. They carry the same message. But what I love about that verse in 16 is he basically says, let your light shine before men that they may see your good works and that they may glorify your Father in heaven. So we get this kind of formula here of how to be salty, how to be light, how to shine bright. So first, let them see. So we are to let it out, not to hide it, not to do it in isolation, but to be a public light. So let our light shine so that they may see our good works. We want non-believers and Christians alike to be spurred on or non-believers to be drawn to this light. It should be a good light so that they may see our good works and then glorify our Father in heaven. Not for our own glory, but to glorify God. So with that idea, if that's what we're called to do in shining our light bright and staying salty in this earth, then how do we do that? And today I'm not going to focus on so much of going, this is what you should do, but something to consider is if that is your, is our call. And if that's what we're trying to do, maybe there's another thing we should consider or kind of a tune up, a checkup. And so that's where I want to focus today. There was a time where I wore glasses. I don't know why I wore them. I only wore them for about a year. My vision is like 20/20 now. And I was told by the optometrist, it's going to fade, but I'm holding on that it'll stay strong as I age. But I wore glasses for a season because my eyesight was getting a little blurry. So I wore these glasses. I kept them on my car and only wore them when I drove because I had a farsight or nearsight. I always get confused. I'm sure you do too. But what I always noticed was through daily use, those glasses, even though they were really only in my car, they would always get dirty. And I would put them on, and even though they would clear up my vision, there was a dinginess to even my clearer vision. And I would take them off and buff them up. You do the, you know, and wipe them. And then you put them back on, and it was almost like this, whoa, that's so much clearer. Not only did the lens themselves correct, but when the lens got dingy, cleaning that lens off. And so that's what I want to talk about today is our light shining, but is our lens a little dingy? And I think Philippians 2 speaks to that idea. And so let me read this verse to you. In Philippians chapter 2, verses 14 down to 15 or 16, we'll see where I stop. It says this, as he's talking about being a light in the world, he says, do all things without grumbling and disputing, that you may be blameless and innocent, children of God without blemish, amidst a crooked and twisted generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world. And so he says, if you're going to shine, you're supposed to shine. It's kind of a understood, we are Christians, we shine. But is our lens dingy? And he says, one of those things that can dirty up our lenses is grumbling and disputing. And so we need to put that away. That's one exhortation for us to be light in this world. We have to get rid of the arguing, the complaining, and we need to stand out. We need to be different. We need to not fall into the pattern of the world as he talks about in Romans 12, but to be transformed. And in here, I think he clarifies that transformation. He says, this world is crooked and then twisted. So in a world that's like that, how do we be the opposite? We are to be straight. And when we are to be straight, we are to be guided by God's word. And so he goes on and he says this in verse 16, holding fast to the word of life. I think that's the clarifier for going, how do we clean our lenses? Well, we recognize that the world around us can be crooked and twisted and that we are called to be straight, pure and blameless. How do we do that? We do that without disputing, without grumbling and complaining, and we hold fast. I love that term, hold fast. The two words never made sense to me as young. It's like, how do you hold fast? Is that like you grab fast, you hold, and I was, it's that idea of it's like you hold on with like your life depends on it. And with that kind of word picture in my mind, I ask that question, do I hold fast to God's word? Am I digging in? Am I reading it and understanding it? I mean, if you're watching this, you're watching the Daily Dose, you're taking in God's word, and that's part of that holding fast. But then as you get out and you're interacting with this crooked and twisted world, you're trying to lay down your straight line in a world that's crooked. You're trying to lay down a truth in a twisted generation. And that can create frustration, but don't let that frustration turn into grumbling, complaining, and arguing. Otherwise, it'll dirty that lens and your light won't shine bright. So my encouragement to you is this: despite the crooked, twisted world around us, stay straight, stay pure, avoid arguing and complaining so that your light can shine and your lenses are clean when you go to shine that light. Have a good day, Daily Dosers.